This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, guys.
Wait till you hear what's arriving at Emma's house.
Oh, right now I just got a notification from Amazon that my Vicloon bouncing piggy dog is out for delivery.
Do you get your Amazon deliveries to the house?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I always get it to work.
I find with the Amazon ones, they just leave it like in a place where it could be stolen, which suits me down to the ground. There's none of that on post shite. Whereas if
Wait, sorry, what?
So my driver's
you,
from...
You want that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't have to drive up the mountain to pick it up.
So, but what if it gets stolen?
Ah, won't.
But you specifically said you'd rather it stay there so it gets in a place where it gets stolen.
Yeah, I'd rather it be in a place where it gets stolen than to be 3 miles up the mountain and we have to go pick it up.
Why? Well, where is it? What's up the mountain?
To work.
I know, but it's kind of fun when the doorbell rings at 2 p.m.
Have you ever noticed that Emma's desk is filled with things she's brought into work and never brought home again? Yeah. So if you get an Amazon package delivered to here, you will never bring it home.
I mean, poor Seamus will never get his Villacoon bouncy piggy dog toy.
This office refurb is happening very soon and you're going to have to move everything. You can't leave it.
It's just a radio and a coat.
The radio's been there nearly 3 years.
I know. You've got lovely fine muscles. Will you drag it down to the car?
No, it's your radio.
I will. If you bring the car up to Marconi, I will bring it down for you.
Yeah, we've been saying that for years.
Yeah, but bring the car around.
I know.
You brought it in for desk carry the musical that we never used.
Ever. It wasn't even on the thing.
We didn't bring on.
It was like a weird show and tell thing.
You were like, it's my granddad's radio, it's so precious.
Yeah, and he's half dying now, so I really need to bring it home.
You should do it like on a forfeit, like something on the show, like whoever wins has to bring it down to your car. So if you win, I'll do it, and then if I win, you'll do it.
Yeah, that's actually fair. And you know what's even worse is that my brother-in-law is obsessed with that radio and is like, Emma, like, if you're not using it, can I have it? And I'm like, no,
use it
it's
as
my
a
family thing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's just been sitting under there for 2 years. And he's visited the house so many times. I'm always like, has
your brother-in-law
where the radio is?
And you're like, no, it's my family.
Yeah,
is he not part of your family?
No, he is. But I always just feel a bit...
is this David?
Dave, yeah. Because when my parents sold their house... my granny sold her house. They got so much good shit from those houses, like just a brand new suite of furniture and all that. And I'm like, no, I'm keeping the radio, even though it's under my desk at work.
If you listen to the podcast today, there'll be an awful lot of chances for you to win.
Christ.
You can't win because you listen to the podcast. So good luck with that. But it was very busy.
It's always, do you know what was so funny is like, I used to listen to people read T's and C's on radio all the time, like in the UK. So it'd be like, your entry might still be charged. And now I say it every day on the cash machine. I still kind of like, oh,
yeah,
that's kind of cool.
I do terms and
conditions apply.
The T's and the fucking C's, lads.
And
before we go, sorry, this is very radio, but Barry Dunn was delighted with himself. So, we're at Longitudes over the weekend, and obviously the cash machine rests for no man.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to do the cash machine at Longitudes, so I asked Barry Dunn, here, will you come on Spin at the weekend and do the cash machine and
good.
Tell people how to enter? So he is on Spin and he is delighted with himself because he doesn't get to be on Spin.
No.
He's on Spin every time he does a cash machine.
I know, but he's just like, I get to be on Spin properly. Part of Longitude weekend.
He was like, it's random though, because it cuts to, it's like, in an ad break, the ad break finishes, and then it's like, hey, it's Barry Dunn here on Spin.
I know, we're all at Longitude.
It's weird to hear Barry Dunn do the cash machine, even though he does it on 98 FM every day.
Yeah. I know, I hear you.
Lovely, Barry.
Can I go? Because I want to go get my McDonald's breakfast, and it's nearly 11.
Good luck, lads.
Bye. 1038. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the weekend.
Fiona's off on her holidays. Looks like she's having an absolute ball, but she'll be back on Monday.
She will. Lads, what a night I had last night. It was so bizarrely random. I was just chilling in bed and I, like, as in, like, in the evening around, like, 6 o'clock.
As in
whatever.
You were kind of on bed, but not,
yeah,
like, committed to bed.
Yeah, I wasn't in bed. I was just on bed and chilling. I got a text off my housemate. She said, listen, I've just got a text from my friend saying Mumford and Sons are going to be in O'Donoghue's later on tonight.
Wow.
And I was like, what? I was like, she was like, will we go down? I was like, right, go on. So we'll go down. So we went in around 7:30.
Yeah.
Place was packed.
So the, I mean, like, if this was a surprise performance, the rumors had been around all
apparently
evening.
Apparently, they sent like a notification through their fan zone or something. It was like, hey, we're going to be in O'Donoghue's.
Wow.
There was no real surprise. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we were kind of like, is this real? The place was rammed. Like, you could not move in there at all. It was horrendous. It was like, in terms of movement. But my God, Mumford and Sons came on at 9 o'clock. I was expecting to go home before that, to be honest, because of the crowd. And I don't know. I don't really care about Mumford and Sons that much.
Until you hear a little Lion Man.
Until I heard every single song they performed. And I was like, I know this one, and I know this one, and I know this one. And your man.
Marcus.
Mother of God, he's attractive.
Marcus Mumford. You know what? I saw him on your story last night, and I realised it was Mumford and Son based on, like,
I've never seen them before.
In my head, I was like, a cover act wouldn't draw this crowd. It has to be them. But I did think that Marcus Mumford looks quite different. I think during COVID, he went off and did his own thing.
Right, okay.
And he decided to release a solo album.
Without the Sons.
Without the Sons. And then he probably realised, bring the family along to really be a success story.
Right, okay.
You know?
Well, they were
class.
It was class. They were up on tables performing. The other lads, like, with the other instruments, weren't. They were kind of sitting down. But just before they came out, I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it was literally peeing in the bathroom, and I heard them come on.
Stop.
And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
Hurry up, boy.
So I tried to go back down, and the bouncer was like, no, no chance. So I had to just listen to them from inside the pub. I couldn't see them. And I was like, oh, I'm raging. And I could see my friends, and I was talking to my friends. I was like, he won't let me go. I can't come over. He won't let me. And then, like, midway through, the little Lion Man, the bouncer was like, right, go, go, go. And started, like, making a path for me and all. So anyway, it's up on my story if you want to see it, Mr. David Hammond.
That's
on Instagram.
That's class, Dave, isn't it?
It was so, so fun. It was so bizarre. And then they shared my story, which I thought was very nice. And they have a million followers.
Wow, did you get a few new followers?
Not even a single one.
Not a single one. Today we're kind of dubbing Festival Friday on the show because we've got amazing experiences on the line. Before 9:30, giving you the chance to win a pair of Longitude tickets. Obviously, it's happening this weekend, and if you're not sorted by now, well, maybe we're your last resort.
And before 8:30, we're going to give you the chance to win tickets to Tomorrowland.
No, you've got to be lying.
No, I swear.
Tickets to Tomorrowland.
Crazy.
All happening on the show today. You may or may not have been aware of this service. Obviously, all this AI stuff is everywhere, and there's new developments on the daily, but this one makes me particularly depressed.
Oh, no.
It's a service at the moment, and it's an AI-based company, and it's called In Touch. And the function of them is to make daily phone calls to family members on behalf of you if you couldn't be bothered. Okay?
Right, yeah.
So you're talking about, like, I don't know, imagining, like, an American working mom, 3 kids, and, like, a high-profile job, and AI is the one who calls her mother in a nursing home 3 times a week.
Okay.
Or something like this, you know?
Yeah.
And what it does is, you select certain questions to ask on your behalf, and then it sends you a summary of how your family member's doing.
Okay.
So, for example, if you said, hey, Granny, did you play cards this morning? She'd say, oh, yeah, I won against Mary. And you get that information for the next time you actually bother to pick up the phone yourself. It's awful.
Right.
It costs you 30 quid a month to use. And, it sends mood label summaries to the family via the app after they do the hard work of the conversation for you.
But okay? When you say they do the hard work, as in the AI.
The AI, yeah.
So you never actually have to talk to your granny?
No, and obviously your granny hates you, so bear that in mind, because they're not stupid. They know you're talking to a robot. Just an idea, they do know.
What's the point then?
Well, that's true too, and that's what makes me somewhat happier about the app, is that they're not mimicking your voice at the moment anyway. It is quite clear that you are talking to a robot. It sounds like this.
How are you feeling today?
I'm okay, you know, but how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
So it's not like it's trying to be you.
Right.
So
you know what this is given? Do you remember, like, your parents used to, like, read you a bedtime story, and then all of a sudden there was this toy that would read you the bedtime story, and
yeah,
then the parents just got that?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of given that. It's doing letting a robot do the job.
It's awful. I think it's so sad, to be honest.
I don't know who's going to use this.
Yeah, people saying in the comments, people will do anything but be normal. some elderly users, they find the voice really robotic and fast-paced, and critics obviously saying it feels very cold and all the rest. And then there's ethical concerns, naturally, when, like, replacing human interaction and all the rest. But the company, they're saying, look, this is meant to supplement, not replace human interaction. I was like, of all the things we could be doing with AI, in terms of jobs or tasks on your mind that might be a bit of a headache. I personally genuinely have never been like, oh, I have to call this person as a family member. But there are certainly some people in the world I don't want to have to call, like insurance companies.
Oh yeah, you just right? had your insurance due this month, didn't you?
Yeah, it was up for renewal the other day, and classic me, it was actually due to expire on Wednesday, and on Tuesday I said, oh damn, like I'll lose all of my no claims if I don't do this today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So instead of ringing around, because I just felt I actually don't have the energy to go through this and be lied to on the phone, and I was quoted an extra 100 quid than last year with no claims or no issues at all on my license, and I just was like,
why not?
Renew.
Yeah.
I just don't want. And that's awful, but I pay it monthly anyway, so I didn't really see the massive difference in monthly installments.
I will say, though, calling insurance companies is actually easier when you want a new quote, purely because as soon as you click the button for sale, someone is like, hello!
Yeah, they're all over you like a
rash. We'll take your money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Calling the doctor, another one. I always hate calling the doctor. You're like literally sitting on the toilet with a UTI. Whole lower body is on fire, and they're like, yeah, all right, yeah, I don't have something till 1:30. And you're like, no, I don't know.
Oh, the doctor's receptionist, yeah.
Oh, they're awful.
They're the worst.
Awful.
I don't have time for this.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, I'm actually on fire. Any sort of conversation about salary.
Yeah.
I wish I could just say to AI, this is what I want. You know what I mean?
Go get that
over
for me.
Yeah. You do all the negotiation, blah, blah. You're as like your agent, I suppose. I'd like AI to be able to ring me and tell me to get out of bed or stop being so lazy because the clothes have been in the washing machine for however many hours by now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that moment?
Or even
like,
just it's raining and the clothes are hanging outside.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Yeah. That'd be brilliant. There's nothing worse when your clothes get real musty when you're just like too lazy to do anything with them and you're like, am I going to have to wash them again?
They're grim. Really stinky. Very, yeah. Very grim time.
Earlier in the week, there was a lovely curry in the fridge. I think it was day two of it sitting there, and I was like, I don't know if that's going to kill me or not. It's been there for a few days.
I have never once like eaten something from my fridge that's past the due date and not felt fine.
Really?
I've always felt grand. Okay. I've eaten like Fit Foods that are a week at a date. Well, grand. I wouldn't recommend it because I don't think we're allowed to recommend stuff like that. But I've always done it. It's grand.
Okay. And finally, I know there is some kind of an app for this that you use a lot, but I just wish because I'm a devil, if I'm taking pictures of my friends, I will take 100.
Yeah.
Delete duplicates.
Yes.
Give me one nice picture of my friends so I can recall the memory of, oh, that's a nice picture of Callum and Dave or whatever. But I don't need them all.
Yeah, you know? I'm with you. Yeah, yeah.
Sinead, but for now, please don't be downloading this and getting someone to ring your granny. It's so depressing.
Yeah, just talk to your bloody granny.
Talk to your granny. Tate McRae now. This is Sports Car. Summer's number one hit music station. You're on Spin. Stick around for your chance when you're right to Longitude.
Good morning. One of my favourite things to do is when anyone does something incredibly normal and I just say, aren't you doing very well for yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, you do that, actually.
I love doing it. It's so fun. It always kind of puts people off. So it could be something stupid, like they have a coffee. I'm like, you have a coffee there, do you? Doing very well for yourself, aren't
or
you?
Or especially in this place, because we have a coffee machine. Coffee's not great.
No.
Someone comes in with something from an Albertista.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh.
But if someone has like a
someone made that for you, did they?
It could be anything. Like, it could be someone has a new phone case. I'm like, a new phone case, is it? Doing very well for yourself. But then I was thinking, what are some things that I've noticed that when I see, I actually do think that person is actually doing quite well for themselves. But it's stupid stuff. It's not like, oh, they own a Porsche. Like, yeah, it's not stuff like that.
Bought a house in Rathgown.
Yeah, it's little things. Yeah, or it's like bought a house in general. Do you know what I mean?
Anywhere.
Yeah, but it's just little things that I've noticed in people. And when they have these things, I'm like, do very well for yourself. So I've come up with a list. They have a TV with the remote control that has the Netflix button on the remote control.
Oh.
Doing very well for yourself, aren't you?
I have one of them.
Doing very well for yourself.
But only because it's cheap telly, but new remotes just have them anyway.
So this is specifically for the house, right? I go through different categories.
Okay.
Blinds and curtains upstairs. Doing very well for yourself. A water filter built into the fridge.
Oh.
Doing very well for yourself.
Never mind now, an ice machine.
They have a washing machine that's not in the kitchen. Very well for yourself.
Mm.
In a utility room, in this economy. Heavy cutlery.
What do you mean heavy cutlery?
If your cutlery is heavy, you're doing very well for yourself.
As in, like, it's not going to just bend as soon as you put the.
Like, when you pick it up, there's a bit of weight in that. Yeah. You're like, do you know what? I might put that in my bag.
Oh.
Right, we move on to style.
Right.
If lads have a mullet, you're doing very well for yourself. Very wealthy.
Because the cost of keeping that in check.
Yeah. Mm. And also, you have this carefree lifestyle that you're clearly trying to give off. And I just think doing very well for yourself. Anything on their wrist. Like anything on anyone's wrist. You got an Apple Watch, a bracelet, a normal watch, a Fitbit. If you have time to be worried about your fitness or your style, then you're doing very well for yourself.
That's all of us.
We're all doing very well for ourselves. Any jacket that's puffy, you're doing very well for yourself.
I'd agree with you.
Bit too well for yourself, for my liking.
Take it down a peg.
We move on to lifestyle. It's the final category. When they pay for something that's over 50 quid without standing there transferring money from one account to the other account. That is one of the most humbling experiences ever. Sitting, like, standing in the shop being like, sorry, just one second. Literally just one. I'm just transferring.
That's literally my life.
You're doing very well for yourself if you don't have to do that. If you've gotten a taxi in the last 4 years, you're doing very well for yourself. Very, very well for yourself. And finally, if you have a job, that to get into that job, you need a lanyard. I don't know what it is, because like I understand like nurses who are very underpaid have them, and also like people who work in River Island. Mm. But to me, when you have a lanyard for your job, you're doing very well for
yourself. I'd have to agree with that as well. And you know what? It's the people who insist on wearing them at like 5 o'clock on a Friday in the pub. I'm like, you're doing very well for yourself, Catherine. Delighted with
very
yourself
well
there
yourself.
With your lanyards.
Yeah, it needs to be lanyard. I think we have to come up with lanyard etiquette.
Yes.
People, like, going to work on the bus wearing a lanyard, that's fine. But going home wearing the lanyard, that's a no-no.
It's interesting. It's kind of like the festival things. You remember, you know, people who wear the festival bands like weeks after the festival. Like, what are you doing? What are you
doing? I remember a million years ago, I'm talking like 11 years ago, I was going to Independence with my then boyfriend, and we'd no tickets because back in those days, Independence did not sell out at all. And at the gate, it was like it sold out. And he used to keep all his wristbands from all the previous gigs up on his mirror. In his van, so we went looked for a similar one. Threw it in my wrist, and we got in.
That's class.
It was easy.
That's very
easy
good.
Going,
doing very well for yourself.
Don't be doing that now. I say you're doing too well for yourself to be looking for old vans. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild here on Spin. Summer's number one hit music station, and we're in the middle of another round of 1 second at the cinema. The idea of this game is that we play you a singular second of a movie. You identify it. Yes, this game is lost on me because I've seen about, I don't know,
three movies. Tough one today, though, I think. Like, I always just gauge whether it's tough. And like, this is my cockiness coming out now, but I always gauge if it's tough whether I get it or not.
No, that's fair enough, because you are a bit of a movie buff.
Normally, we play the clip, and Dave is always like, got it.
Straight away, even before the clip's over.
And Emma and Fiona are just always raging. Like, I know it.
You don't tend to pick the old rom-coms that I would have watched.
No,
so
it's not my genre.
No.
Kids' films. Animation.
Not animation today, though, apparently, or not like a kids' movie today, apparently. This is the clip you heard.
Life.
Let's see how people are getting on with this. Joe is there. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
What's the story? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just going to like to walk there.
Okay.
Very good. All right, Joe, here's the clip of the movie.
Life.
What is that movie? Put us out of our misery.
I think it's Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. You think he's about to say life is like a box of chocolates, don't you?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought, Joe, and Callum said no!
No worries.
Great guess, though.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, lads.
Good luck, Joe. Have a great day.
Bye.
I did say that it is kind of under the scary kind of action vibes. Don't think Forrest Gump falls under that category.
No. You know, I watched that for the first time last year. Great film, Forrest Gump.
Four movies that Emma's watched.
Yeah. No, to be fair, I'm the same. I only watched it last year, I think, for the first time ever.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how sometimes those big ones just, you just don't?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the clip again.
Life.
Producer Callum did say something. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it could be a franchise. I don't know.
Yeah, Emma's there. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hiya. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Here's the clip of the movie.
Life.
What is that movie?
Independence Day.
Independence Day. Is it Independence Day?
What do you think that point of Independence Day is that you're hearing?
I can't remember, but I know it's an Independence Day.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
I've watched it enough times.
Right.
Emma. Producer Callum saying no.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Emma, I don't know why you were so confident. It's not that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Keep listening, Emma, and you might kick yourself.
Yeah. Thanks, Em.
Okay.
Good luck.
Right. Bye-bye. What's that called when you get, like, we talked about it in the show a long time ago. You know, for example, if you see a logo in your head and you think you can identify that
yes,
logo so
I
well,
know what you're talking
but
about.
Then when you look at it, it's actually completely different. It's like your brain does this trippy
thing.
The
Fruit of the Loom thing was one of them. And
yeah.
What is it?
The Mandela Effect.
Mandela Effect.
I think that's just what happened to Emma there.
God, I'm going to be pulled in the office again. No one's getting it.
No.
This isn't hard.
No. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Life.
How long are we going to... We've got Tomorrowland tickets to give away. We've got to
we'll be here all day.
All day.
All right, one more time, then we got to move on.
Life.
Lauren, come on, how are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
We're not too bad.
Good. Are you on your way to work, yeah?
I am indeed.
Good stuff.
Very good.
Stuff.
Well, happy Friday. Here is the clip of the movie, Lauren.
Life.
What
now,
are you
here
saying?
We go. Come on, this is your moment.
I think it's Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, interesting. He did say it might be part of a series.
Oh, he did, in fairness. And he did say scary.
He did say scary. Let's check if you're right, Lauren. Bye.
You're implying that a group composed entirely of female animals will breed?
No, I'm simply saying that life, finds a way.
Oh, it's your man. Damn it, Jeff Goldblum.
You know what, guys? I've never seen it.
Have you not?
I'm not surprised any of you. No, I've never seen it.
Fantastic. It was my favourite movie growing up. I loved it so much.
It's iconic.
Lauren, were you not terrified?
No, what's stupid is like, I was probably watching it when I was like 3 or 4. And I swear to God, by the age of 5, I knew like every word to it by that stage. I
love
Jurassic
it.
Park series so much.
Wow.
It's so good. The new one's coming out soon, isn't it?
The new one is out.
It is it?
The soundtrack of Jurassic Park, the
so
good. Lauren, congratulations. You've just won yourself some IMC Cinema passes. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Oh my God, thank you guys. Have a great weekend.
Good luck, you
bye.
Too.
Bye, bye, bye.
So, Emma, are you going to promise me that you'll watch Jurassic Park? You don't
no.
have to. Why?
I'll be scared.
No, you won't.
It's not. It's,
although
it's
there is one scene where it's quite
scary. A lot of people do get eaten. Spoiler alert. It's from 30 years ago. But honestly, the soundtrack, you hit that button next and you're just... The theme tune.
Oh, you have it, do you?
Have you got it?
Yeah. It just gets me.
That is class.
It's so good. And then it gets to a crescendo in a minute.
Yeah.
And I kind of sing along. There's no lyrics.
It sounds like that should be a Disney theme.
But
no,
this is where they're going into...
I want to hear your lyrics.
This is where they're going into Jurassic Park, all right?
Okay.
There's a dinosaur. Look, a dinosaur. They're all dinosaurs. It's a dinosaur. There's a dinosaur. We're all dinosaurs. And then it continues.
So you just make up that lyric yourself?
Yeah, I went when I go to Florida, there's a Jurassic Park land in one of the theme parks. And honestly, I feel so emotional.
You admit to some bizarre
I
stuff.
I love Jurassic Park so much.
Some of the things you admit, like you couldn't get out of me for love nor money.
Not honestly, Callum, as the days go by, you become more of a cartoon character. Honestly, you become less
He's
of a
AI.
Human. There's a dinosaur.
We'll never not hear it now, though.
It's a tune, in fairness.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Dave.
Your number one hit music station.
All day, all day, all day.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday on the show, Dave discovered an article that made him quite happy because he famously eats like a 4-year-old child.
Woo!
His diet is not great and he's not a fan of fruit or vegetables, anything like that. So we came across an article basically early yesterday morning. If you weren't with us, it was just after 7. And it was basically ways to get your 5-a-day in. Like, for example, they've discovered that like Heinz beans will qualify as one of your 5-a-day.
Yeah, spaghetti
that
hoops.
Happy. Spaghetti hoops.
Onion
even.
Rings, if you eat enough of them, is what the article said.
Apple crumble, if you eat enough of it, could qualify as one of your 5-a-day. But during that, he mentioned hummus and... He made the really bold claim on the show that he has never tried hummus. And I said, no, if there's one thing I think I could get Dave into, it's a bit of hummus. So
I asked you this yesterday, why out of everything I've ever portrayed on this show and to you, I've known you 10 years, why do you think I like hummus? Because you say things to me sometimes like, Dave, you should watch this or you should read this. You'd love it. Now, to be fair, you've been right. But why
not with
hummus?
Food. I think that's the thing. I'd never bother going to the shop and buying something for you unless I really thought I think he'd be really into hummus.
Okay.
Like, I'm confident that you'd like the flavour. So I brought you in some sour cream and onion rice crackers as well, just to mix it up a little bit.
God, you did the full big shop.
I said I won't even do the carrot sticks. I'll give him a bit of something nice.
What are these crackers?
These are just sour cream crackers, kind of like Pringles.
Like a Pringle.
Essentially,
it's
yeah.
It's very hard
that's
to
the
take.
Vibe. Okay. And then the hummus is paprika flavoured, so there's a bit of flavour there. So these are blended chickpeas, yeah?
Ah, that's what hummus is.
Yeah.
Isn't chickpeas also falafel?
Yes.
Yeah, I hate falafel.
Oh, come on, give it a go. I just really think you could be a hummus guy.
A falafel is one of the worst foods because it sounds so fun. And it's grim.
Do you know what I consider hummus? Do you know the way we all like a bit of pick? You know, picky dinner sometimes. Yeah. Just a bit of picking.
Yeah.
It's great for a bit of picking. Okay. Hummus, right?
Just here we go.
Have a go, right? Just see what you think. See what you think. A bit of paprika, hummus. High in protein, that stuff there as well now this morning. Come on, it's nice.
It's not bad, to be fair.
Well, that's a win.
That's really genuinely not bad at all.
Would you go for a second? Willingly?
No, I'm stuffed now.
I'm taking that as a win.
Recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Fiona on her holidays. And listen to us now, right? It's Festival Friday on the show. In the next 15 minutes, we're giving you your final chance this week to win your way to Tomorrowland in Belgium with all the trimmings
what?
And accommodation. It's huge. It's our third time giving this away this week. And then, right before 9:30, I really don't know more we can do for you in terms of longitude. The phones are hopping. The DMs are hopping. We've got another pair of tickets to give away.
I'm getting followed home.
I know at the moment. So your chance to win, your way to longitude before 9:30, stay around.
But first,
oh yeah.
For now, over the last couple of weeks, I've been ranking some of my favourite niche topics. Things like lines from Titanic, Phineas and Ferb songs, transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. This week, on a Dave Ranks first,
oh,
it's my least favourite things. I welcome you to Dave Ranks, the worst TikTok sounds.
Baby, sign me up for this one.
Now, if you are like me, you live on TikTok, so you would know all of these sounds. And I hate every single one of them. As soon as there's a TikTok that comes up on my For You page, I'm gone. As soon as it has this sound, I'm gone.
Do you know what I noticed?
I hate it.
I don't really use TikTok very much like I used to. And sometimes even now as a casual TikToker, when I go on and there's a sound from like 2 years ago, I'm like, go away.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that just
don't go away. Like Renegade or like, you wanna say so. Yeah, like, all that kind of stuff.
Is it 2020? Go.
Yeah, not good. But the ones I've gone for, they kind of are songs or have like kind of little musical kind of numbers in them or something. Do you know what I mean? So in fifth place, Dave ranks the worst TikTok sounds. This sound is used on like a lot of dog TikToks.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be cute. In fifth place is this. I guarantee you, Emma Nolan loves it.
Sorry, I'm smiling inside out right now.
You can picture the dog being cute or something.
Yeah.
Awful.
I know it's annoying, but it does make me happy.
I knew it would.
It makes me happy.
It's so basic.
Emma's going to love all of these.
Oh, that one's funny now. I like that one now. So yeah, in fifth place is a boo, a doobie doobie doo, a doobie doobie doo, doo 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 doo. In fourth place, Dave ranks the worst TikTok sounds. This is when you're doing something that you're going to get caught.
Oh, something, yeah.
And I bloody hate it.
Nobody's going to know.
They're going to know.
Oh.
How would they know?
That's what I mean in terms of being a casual TikTok person.
Boring.
And I'm like, it's been around for years. And then you go on, you're like, are people still using that thing?
It's just like, everyone needs to stop using that good. It wasn't funny when it first came out. It's not funny now.
Okay.
In third place, Dave ranks the worst TikTok sounds. This is when someone is doing something and it's just not working out for them. And for some reason, this is used on every one of those videos. Play the song.
Does my I head. Think that's kind of funny.
Can't you picture the TikToks that play these sounds?
It's like a fail video. Yeah,
it's like trying to you know, do, make the IKEA thing yourself, and it's the drawer hanging off the end.
It's not good at all. Right, in second place for Dave ranks the worst TikTok sounds. This is incredibly niche; may not even come up on your For You page. But this, my For You page, for some reason, is filled with. Here, do you remember this celebrity? This is what they look like now.
Okay.
And there's this sound that they use, and it's like, do you remember this in season one of Stranger Things? Well, that's what this character looks like now, and they always, no matter what, use this sound. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go.
Spirits in my head and they won't go. Sorry, Dave.
That replays 100 times.
Dave is lying back in his chair just hating that sound.
I hate it so
much. That's not
so
great.
Yeah, that upbeat one is when they first started the show. They do it for The Office, like, here's what they look like now when they first start. And then that softer one is like when they're now, because sometimes they may have died as well. So it could be like R.I.P.
So it's a grim one. But still, it is not my least favourite TikTok sound. Oh. In first place is when something goes wrong on TikTok. You absolutely have to use this sound for some reason. In first place, for Dave ranks the worst TikTok sounds, regrettably, to play it on radio, it's this. Don't you don't you dare use that sound ever.
Again, it's so old. But I want to hear it again. Oh, no. Damn.
Sends shivers in my spine with anger.
That was one of my favourite Dave Ranks ever. Thank you very much,
You're
sir.
You're very welcome.
And for the basic bitches like me.
Here's 5 minutes of this.
Not for real, here's Nathan Dunn. You're on Spin.
Recharged.
Hey, I come again asking for your advice listening, all right? And whatever you tell me to do here, I will go ahead and do. I'm giddy and I'm nervous. Okay, just to kind of set the scene on this, I'm not a very committal person to hobbies or extracurricular activities. If you've been with this show since 2022, you might remember I signed up for an Irish language course. Once or twice, I think, I signed up for horse riding. That was too expensive. Couldn't keep up with that. And I've bailed on lots of things that I have started to become like my personality, you know? But the one thing that's remained kind of a constant and that I do really enjoy...
Bed sheets.
That and boxing, okay?
Ah, boxing. You have to be fair. Like, you even got up this weekend early to go to boxing.
Yes, I enjoy boxing quite a lot. And it's with Heaton Boxing Academy, not an SP whatsoever. I just really enjoy the vibe in there. Come on, look at me. You guys know me. I'm not your typical boxing girl. But it's actually, like, all in your head that it's the scary thing. It's just a really fun workout. And they play great tunes. And you're just boxing a bag. It's great crack. And basically, it's completely non-contact, okay? So there's no contact whatsoever. It's just you.
The bag doesn't box you back.
No, it doesn't. Thank the Lord it doesn't box you back, right?
I would like that, though. Maybe that's just a weird psychology thing I need to work out with myself. But, like, I'd be like, no, come on, let's, like, hit me. I'll hit you. You hit me. Like,
probably the testosterone you got going on there.
Maybe.
But here's the thing. So I kicked off boxing again for the second time. I did build it the first time anyway. It's been back around now for over a year. I kicked off again last May. And in class the other day, one of the lads who runs it came over and had a chat with me and said, come here.
You're crap.
You're useless. Now, what he said to me was, we're starting this fight camp in September. And I was like, right. What does that mean? And he was like, it's an 8-week extra course whereby you're gearing up for your first ever fight.
Oh. Wow.
And he said, I think it'd be great for you. Why? So I'm there obviously like going, do you think I'm Katie Taylor? Is that why I've been chosen? Like, you know, getting so like excited in myself and then going, no, like, what are you talking about? Like, I can't do that. I can't hit someone. So he sent me an email with all the events, right? There are 2 dedicated fight camp training sessions per week on top of what you're already doing.
Oh, my God,
that's
a lot.
They're
going
to teach you that there's no bag in the room. It's you and a human, and you're hurting each other. And I don't like that. Well, not hurting each other, but you know what I mean. Showing your skill or whatever. Yeah, yeah. On top of that, you get like a nutrition coach. So it's kind of just 8 weeks. I've never done one of those things. Like my sister did that before with this guy from home who was doing like an 8 week camp with loads of people. And you know, like for 8 weeks, you just really behave and you eat properly and you don't be going to the pub and blah, 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 blah. And it's a bit of a transformation.
And there is like a fight night at the end of this.
But this is the thing. Yeah. On top of the nutrition and the extra coaching and all the rest, at the end of it, there's a legitimate fight night.
That sounds class. That sounds so good. And Emma Nolan!
No, but guys, I was thinking, think of the show, right? You have to pick your own walkout song.
Class.
Right? There's DJs and everything on the night. My boyfriend Jack is already signed up. He's like, I'm doing it as well.
It.
He said, if you're doing it, I'll do it. And I said, just go ahead and sign up. I need to think about it for a day or two. But it's like early bird, you have to get in early. So he's signed up and he's sorted. Here's the thing for you listening. It sounds really exciting. I'd love to be ripped for Christmas. But I don't want to lose a tooth.
You don't want to lose it. I don't think you lose a tooth.
I don't want someone to hit me. I get my biab nails done, girls. I don't want to be getting them all wrecked. I don't want to have to hurt somebody or hit them.
But you're very confident. I don't want to hurt you.
I don't want to lay a finger on anyone.
In fairness,
ever.
My mom did a boxing thing. It was like for charity, and the final was in like the Rights venue, years ago. OGs remember the Rights venue and this boxing thing, and it was. I remember when she hit someone in the ring, she was like, "Oh, sorry." Yeah. Oh, sorry. And I was like, that will be you.
My person, like, honestly, when I played GAA when I was a kid, my dad used to sit in the sideline and be like, Em, like, would you stop making friends with your sub? And I'd be like, but dad, she's so nice. She's lovely. You might be in secondary school with her. And like, me and the sub would become really good friends. And we'd be like, if the ball ever came anywhere near us, it would be like, do you want to get this one? I'll get the next one. We'd be back to chatting about our favorite subjects in school. Like, I'm not out here to make enemies, like, whatsoever. Anyway, what do you think we should do here, right? What's happening? Should I sign up and commit to this, and potentially, would you come and support me on fight night? See me get beat up on fight night? Or should you just be like, Emma, that's not for you, girl. You know, getting beat up wouldn't suit you at all. Just don't. What's it called? Bite off more than you can chew.
Are you coming from the vibe of you don't want? Kind of think you can do this?
I'm so 50-50. Like the side of me that's like, what a laugh. You know, 8 weeks of training. I'd love to do it all and not do the fight. You know what I mean?
Why? Like that sounds so fun.
Scary. There's this girl trying to attack me.
Yeah. What if she hates the show?
And then obviously the other side of it is the exciting part. And the other side is like I can't cope with the idea of. Having to face off to someone in an actual ring and the embarrassment of you guys coming to watch me and probably get beat up, you know what I mean?
So, that'll be so good.
You'd love it.
I would.
So what do you think? Yes, go ahead, Emma, be brave, do it. Or, cop on now, girl. Don't be getting ahead of yourself. Don't do it. Would love your voice notes and your thoughts. 087-711-1038. And I will obviously keep you in the loop. And I'll decide what I'm doing before 9 o'clock on the show based on your
health. Oh, exciting.
Okay. Let me know what you think.
This sounds great. Can I sign up? Can we fight each other?
Absolutely. I'll give you the link.
No, you've got the claws. I don't like it.
I've been looking for your help this morning. If you've been with the show for the last 3 years, you might remember I've kind of gotten a bit of a reputation for bailing on a lot of extracurriculars I've taken on. Like, do you remember that time I did the Irish language course and made it into town for one of the 10 sessions? Tried to take on a bit of horse riding and that just was too expensive. But the one thing that's been pretty consistent in terms of an extracurricular I really enjoy is boxing. And I started last summer and it's all completely non-contact, although you're picking up some skills along the way. Really, to be honest now, I'm there to try and shed a few pounds and get a bit fit, do you know what I mean? And
yeah,
in terms of a workout, I'd much prefer to be in there doing that than to be running on a treadmill.
Yeah, or going to the
find
gym
it
or something. Yeah,
way more fun. But I was approached in class the other day, Heaton Boxing Academy, not an SP, just the lads are so sound. And one of the lads who runs the place, Sean, was like, would you be interested in doing our fight camp?
So he approached you. I would start saying you were scouted.
Oh, but perhaps if I was scouted.
You're scouted maybe, for a boxing fight.
Maybe I was the most talented person in the class. Yeah, right. Anyway, that there's this fight camp coming up. It kind of runs September, October, and then the fight night itself is in November. And everything I've done until this point has been completely non-contact, okay? So you're just like doing a bit of pad work and you're working off the bag, basically. And this would be a legitimate fight with someone. There's a big nutritionist with you for the 8 weeks. You know, you're doing a proper like transformation, really give it your heart and soul for 8 weeks. And then there's an event in Leopardstown. It all kicks off. There's a fight night. I guess I'd have have what, like a head guard maybe?
Oh, will you have a head guards and
shield?
Stuff? Yeah, will you have to have a gum shield, but head guards are. That makes it boring.
And then you'd have to have your walkout song.
Yeah.
It's like a big fight night, a big thing. And my boyfriend Jack was with me and he was like, ah, I like that's great. Like, I'd love to give that a go.
Can I be the person who gets into the ring after to interview?
Oh my God, yes.
Whether you win or lose.
You can be the fight girl.
Yeah. Yes.
Round one.
Round one. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. But look, I suppose my biggest fear is, one, I don't like the idea of touching someone, like hitting someone at all. And I also don't really like the thought of getting hit either.
Yeah.
But maybe I should just get on with it and give it a go. So I'm telling you this morning, I will sign up if you tell me to sign up, and I won't sign up and do it if you don't tell me to sign up. A lot of people are saying, can we come and watch you get beat up?
Yeah. I guess,
on the night as well. On this, Michaela was in touch.
Emma, in the words of that little demon from, you know, that cartoon Disenchantment? Maybe that's too rogue a reference. Do it.
Thank you very much, Michaela. This in from Carl.
Emma, definitely go ahead and do that. I box pretty much all my life and coach now as well, and fighting is one of the best natural highs you'll ever get in your life.
Really?
And I can promise you that you won't regret doing it, but you will regret not doing it.
Oh.
The fighting is probably the hardest part. The fighting is always the enjoyable part, so definitely get in.
Interesting. I actually spoke to a girl in a class the other day, and that really kind of made me go, maybe I will.
You do sound very different though to him. You're quite a different personality. I don't know if you'd be getting into a fight and be like, this is such a high.
I think
you'd
be like anxiety attack.
Yeah.
I was chatting to a girl in class the other day, and she did it last year and said it was the highlight of her 2024.
Oh my God. So I just came up with your nickname.
What?
Emma the Lexapro Nolan.
Stop. I think that's actually excellent, yeah. Jamie standing by there. Hello.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Jamie. All right, Jamie, what do you think? Should Emma Nolan take on this boxing fight, or should she just bow out?
I think she should take it on and give tickets away so we can all come and watch it.
Oh, Jamie, would you just love to get me beat? Would you love to see me get beat up?
No, I'd love to see you beat someone up.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think it would be a little...
I have faith in you.
I do too. I think it would be a lot less fun to see you get beaten up than it would be to see you beat someone up.
Oh, thank you, Dave. You do care.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be quite fun. Although, it'd be very funny after it, the fact she'd be like, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'd honestly have to go to mass if I hit someone. I'd be like, I'm so sorry about that. Please forgive me. Okay. Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Later, guys. See ya.
Bye. I love that. Emma Lexapro Nolan.
Honestly, it'd be better than mine, David the Panic Attack Hammond. Listen, there's not a... I'm just having a look at the results here. Should Emma sign up for this boxing fight?
Well...
Not a single person says no.
Are you serious?
Not even one.
Not a single person
said, Emma, not for you.
Oh my God.
They all, A, want you to do it, and B, want to come and watch.
Even on this, no text, not even an old school text.
No, nothing.
An email saying no.
Emma, this is happening.
Nothing.
We are going, you better believe
it's
we're going
full hog
on this.
It's fight night. It's fully charged fight night.
Oh my God. Right, okay, let's do this.
Recharged.
Somber and undressed on spin.
Nothing somber about this, lads.
No.
Nothing somber about this.
Quite the opposite.
Unbelievable. This week on the show, we've teamed up with Coca-Cola to give you the chance to win the most unforgettable experience at Tomorrowland in Belgium.
Now, sometimes we get a bit of envy because of the prizes that we give away on the show and we can't get anywhere near.
We get nothing.
But this time, it's actually seeping into my veins. I'm disgusted. Disgusted.
I only know one person who's ever been to this festival. Yeah. Only one person, and he said it was the best week of his life.
Bet you that person's real cool.
They're very cool.
The biggest weekend in dance music. It's happening in Belgium, and as we say, it's all with thanks to Coca-Cola. They're saying the shared experiences are what summer is all about. So share a Coke with your best mates at some of the biggest festivals in Europe. This is your last chance to win this morning.
Yeah, the epic prize includes 3-day access to Tomorrowland, accommodation with breakfast, transfers for the hotel and festival, plus €600 towards your flights. Who have we got on to play?
Oh God, we've got Dale and Clara nervously standing by. Dale, what's going on? How are you?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Not too bad. What are you up to for the day, Dale?
I'm just on the way into work now at the moment.
Sounds really nice.
Traveling up with my friend Rowan.
What do you do for work?
I work in life and pensions, kind of a financial administrator.
Good. And is Tomorrowland something that you'd be very interested in?
Yeah, one of the guys in work has actually been talking about his plans to go and has been giving me real envy. So I don't know when I heard the competition today.
Wouldn't it be great to meet him at his desk this morning being like, I'm going too.
That'd be nice.
Okay, well, look, you hang on there, Dale. We also have to talk to Clara. Clara, are you just dying to get yourself to Tomorrowland?
Oh, I'd absolutely love to go.
Oh,
who would you bring, Clara?
Probably my best friend, Hannah.
Ah, very good.
You said that in the record now. I don't think you can take that back if you change your mind. And come here, have you ever been before? Is dance music your life? Talk to us.
Oh, I would absolutely love to go. No, I'd never been before, but it definitely just looks so fun.
I feel like it's not really, it's like such a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
But let's see which one of yous will be going. One of yous, unfortunately, will be going home with nothing. One of you will be going to Tomorrowland. We've got 10 Coke cans in studio, Clara and Dale. 9 of them are empty. One of them has your Tomorrowland prize in it. The two of you are basically going to go head to head opening a can until you find those tickets. If you find an empty can, the play passes on to the other player. Does that make sense to both of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So Dale, you're on line one, so you get to pick first. Any number at all there between 1 and 10?
6.
Number 6.
Yeah.
Oh, not there, Dale, unfortunately. Clara, over to you.
Okay.
Can I pick number 3?
Number 3.
3.
Oh, wasn't there, Clara. Dale.
Back to you, Dale.
8.
I love that Dale's really taking his time to think.
Oh, I thought that was it, to be honest. All right, Clara, back to you.
Number 10.
Oh, God.
Dale, we're so sorry, pal.
Dale, commiserations.
Oh,
we're so sorry.
Oh,
congratulations. Oh, have a great time.
That's very nice of you, Dale. Have a great day.
So
bye, Dale.
Clara. You're going to Tomorrowland.
I'm going to get the time off work now.
You've got your tickets, you've got accommodation with breakfast, you've got transfers for the hotel, and €600 towards your flights. What a weekend.
Oh, my God,
Clara.
That's so exciting. Oh, my God, thank you so much.
You better give Hannah a bell.
Oh, I can't believe I won. Oh, yeah. My God, thank you.
You are going to have to ring your best mate now and be like, hey, by the way, what are you doing on these dates? Because we're going to Tomorrowland.
Oh, I was joking. I was like, I'm going to have to get the time off work.
Yeah.
You are. And Clara, it's only a few weeks away as well. So get yourself organized.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Clara.
So happy for you. Keep us in the loop, right? I want to say, I'd like a few videos on the Monday morning after it's sent in to Spin,
please.
Oh,
good luck. You'll get those.
Clara, congratulations. And enjoy it. Have an absolute ball.
Woo! Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thanks to Coca-Cola. Well done, Clara.
Good luck.
Thanks so much. Bye, bye.
1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there. Welcome to the weekend.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Lads, honestly, I need to stop being let out. I just shouldn't be allowed to go out anymore to the pub. Reason being, I come home from the pub, I go onto Instagram and I'm like, that's a story by someone. I'll click like on that. Next story, I'll click like on that. Oh, look, there's a photo of a dog. I'll click like on that and maybe send them a flame emoji, maybe some love heart.
Yeah.
Just tell them they're the most wonderful person in the world, even though I met them once.
Yeah, you know, I never got that from you ever on one of your nights out, but I am a divil for that as well.
I always do it. Yeah. It could be anything. I'll just click and like.
Sitting in, having a few drinks on a Friday night. Do you know what? I know what spin year is.
I love this.
But I love sitting beside you in English class. Teacher loved you. You've got so much potential.
You were
You're
so great.
Such a talented student, man. So talented. Look, it's 9:05 on a Friday, and it's not just any Friday. It is Longitude Friday, all kicking off in Marley Park tomorrow. This is the part of the show where you choose the final song of the show, and we take this very seriously. We get quite competitive about this, and
we really
feel genuine joy when our song wins.
Oh, we turn it up, and the other two don't want us to.
Yes, exactly that. So look, we've all chosen a song. You vote. Emma, Dave, and Fiona. She might be away on her holidays, but she, of course, has left us a song. Heading into this weekend, David Guetta playing Longitude, his first Irish gig in 13 years. I'm doing this one.
We might as well be loving long as so. We might as well be loving long as so.
Oh, we're all in Marley Park. We're waiting for that big drop to come. It's David Guetta and Lovers on the Sun. If you want to hear that in full, Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087-711-1038. For now, though, imagine us there on Saturday night like this. Come on, here. win.
That was good. In fairness, that was good. But I've gone for a little bit of a different vibe this week. I've gone for this.
Take a look at these diamonds, wrong as a life for squinting, can't just stare. We're bait through thick and thin, she already fixed, so I'm halfway there.
Yeah, man, that's Dave, Central C, do you know what I'm saying, G? It's called Sprinter, innit?
That song was number one in Ireland a few years ago.
It's so good, lads, Dave and Central C. It was number one, I think, Longitude 2 years ago.
Dave is an artiste.
He is deadly.
Brilliant.
He's very, very good. And I wanted to go with the namesake this week. Dave and Central C, Sprinter. If you want that, it's just the word Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
As we mentioned, she's away in her hollybops with the girlos, but she's left us this.
Hello, I'm not here at the moment, as you can tell.
Thank
I hope
you.
You're not missing me too much. I'll be back on Monday if they haven't terminated my contract, which would be understandable. I've gone for this. Song, I actually don't know which one I was allowed to pick yet because my song choices for One More Tune are usually extremely controversial and not enjoyed by the Spin audience. But whichever one it was, if you want it, text Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Buongiorno. Or wait, arrivederci.
It was Sigrid.
Nice one, girl. Sigrid.
Don't feel like crying.
Who did play Longitude, I think, at some point, some year. I actually interviewed at that time. Lovely girl.
I love her.
I have gone for David Guetta, Lovers on the Sun. Come on, he's playing Marley Park this weekend.
I've gone for David in Central C. Come on, I'm sure they've played Longitude at some point. It's called Sprinter.
And Fee has left us Sigrid and I Don't Feel Like Crying. Emma, Dave or Fiona in a WhatsApp right now, please. Cast your votes.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
Longitude!
Spin is your official Longitude station.
Let's go!
Oh, hell. Yeah, and it's all kicking off tomorrow in Marley Park. Myself and Dave, by the way, we're going to be coming to you live tomorrow from Longitude. We've got really fun mixes and just a really fun show. So if you want to get a feel of what it's all like there, we'll be with you 12 to 3. And the Spin House Party stage kicks off tomorrow at 1:30, runs until tomorrow evening and again on Sunday. Some really, really cool DJs taking to the stage at the Spin House Party stage.
Including a DJ that is also a radio presenter, who is actually one of my favourite radio presenters of all time. I think he's fantastic. His name is Dave Duke.
Love
he's
Dave
playing
Duke.
This weekend at the Spin House Party stage. And the thing about Dave Duke, you might know him from TikTok, you might know him from listening to his Drive Time show on iRadio.
Dave and Fanula.
In the afternoon. He has a TikTok account, does very, very well.
He put up a
TikTok the other day talking about him performing at the house party stage at Longitude, at the Spin House Party stage at Longitude, because obviously even though he's another radio station, we're kind of sister stations. The TikTok though, I don't know how I feel about it. The TikTok went like this.
For every 100 likes this video gets, I will play 1 second of Richie Kavanagh's Stay With Her Johnny, Johnny, Stay With Her Johnny at Longitude on Sunday. I want to confuse some yup bros.
And that he will.
Dave is from lovely Leitrim. This song, because we're in Dublin and we're real cool and we don't know anything inside the M50, it sounds like this.
Is that your impression of Dubs?
Stairwater Johnny, Johnny, Stairwater Johnny. I am a rally driver on the circuit for years. I'm a waffle man now for jam and gears. I revs around the corners, flat out in the straights. A bit the garden man buys the crack in this grave.
That is without a doubt the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's so like Donegal, like the Donegal rally in the last couple of weeks. The Richie Kavanagh song.
Stay With Her Johnny, Johnny. Is there anything else to that song? Have a listen to
Darling,
this bit.
Darling, we get to the chorus and it sounds absolutely class.
I'm going quite well in the rally so far. 3 seconds behind the leading car.
Stay with her, Johnny, Johnny, stay with her, Johnny.
Richie is always the pace notes man, shouting the mouse as loud as he can.
Wow. So he said for every 100 likes, he'd play a second of that song.
At the Spin House Party stage at Longitude.
I think he's trying to do something here.
Imagine going from Marty Guilfoyle to Stay With Our Johnny, 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 Johnny.
Yeah. He's also a very good DJ as well,
yeah,
in fairness.
He's class. Dave is there this morning. We had to give him a call. Are you trying to bring Spin into disrepute, Dave Duke?
It kind of is. I'm like, if I can bring Spin down from the inside, iRadio might be able to slip under the radar, and it's the
RTI radio house party stage next year.
That's totally fair enough, man. That is totally fair enough. This song, I presume, is a big deal in your neck of the woods, though.
It is a massive, massive culture song. Specifically, Carlo. People don't think Carlo exists. People don't think Leitrim exists. So there is a little bit of unity there.
Yeah.
And it would go heavy at the Ploughing Championship. How can it not go heavy at Longitude 2025?
I have never seen someone like who should work on the Leitrim Tourist Board more than you, Mr. Duke. It's absolutely insane. I never even heard the place before you. So listen, you want...
How has this song gone down in other sets that you've done before? Have you ever actually pressed play on this at a gig?
Terrible time to admit this. I've never actually played this at a gig before, so...
Oh, it's a Spin exclusive, is it?
For the first time ever, and to shock you even more, me and a guy called Niall Dunn have been working on a remix of this for Sunday.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, so look, you said in your video, but one... Sorry, what is it?
It's 100 likes.
One second. Okay. You said in your video, 100 likes means 1 second, and naturally there's a lot of support on this because the song is on a whopping 15,700 likes.
That's the 15.7k likes is a bit insane. So that means basically nearly 3 minutes, I want to say. Is
that
like
2 minutes 37 seconds that equates to?
Oh my god.
And the whole song is just over 3 minutes, so you're pretty much getting there, and there's a lot of time to go between now and Sunday as well. Maybe we're the joke shop, Dave.
when's the cutoff Dave?
I think Sunday at 2:29, right. 1 minute before I go on stage. I will look at the TikTok. I will see what it's on.
You'll do
and
the
then
maths.
That is the cutoff point.
And if you have a load of young dubs looking at you as if you 10 heads, how will you find that?
I will get on the mic and I will say, look, it's great to be in Dublin and I respect this is a Dublin-centric festival, but there are so many people. It's their first time in Dublin. We're cultures. We're up. We've never been here before and I want to make them feel like at home.
Absolutely.
So let's all just hug each other to Richie Kavanagh.
I think at the very early start of your gig, Dave, the TikTok that has gotten so popular for you needs to just show on screen as like your intro.
That'd be good, actually. You should remix that TikTok into the Richie Kavanagh thing. For every 100 likes this gets, I'll play 1 second of this song.
Yes.
And then it's like, are you ready?
Oh, I'd say Dave Duke's already on that, is he?
Who do I talk to about graphics and getting this bumped up to the main stage?
You get on to Nick now on that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Nick would know stuff about now, that. But Dave, I think this is going to be... Sorry, Dave.
No, I was just going to say, tell us, you're playing Longitude, the house party stage, at 2:30 on Sunday?
2:30 to 3:30, depends on Spin not cancelling me after bringing them into disrepute this week and potentially at the weekend. So I might make it, I might not. That depends on you guys.
I like it.
Dave, we'll see you on Sunday. We cannot wait. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, Dave.
Bye-bye, just in case it doesn't happen on Sunday.
I'm going where well in the rally.
My
so far,
God.
3 seconds behind the leading car.
Let's go.
Johnny, Stairwater Johnny.
I've never even heard
Richie
of it.
Richie is always the pace notes man, shouting the mouse as loud as he can.
You know what? It's us that are completely out of the loop. We don't know what's going on.
I do want the Yuff Bros confused.
If you want to win your way to Longitude, see that for yourself. We have the final pair of tickets, maybe, to go next.
Spin is your official Longitude station.
Let's go!
Oh, God, it's just all go around here this morning.
All go.
It's brilliant, and where it will be all go, of course, is Spin's House Party Stage, Marnie Park generally, Dublin 16 generally, as Longitude kicks off tomorrow afternoon, and there's just such buzz, such excitement about this. Bring it on, we say. We're looking for you this morning to win the final pair of tickets that we have to the weekend. I don't know, Dave, I know you're out the door with DMs as well. We've done everything we can to give away as many Longitude tickets as possible.
Michaela had them every day for like weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you don't have your tickets, I'm starting to think it might be your fault.
We have both James and Katie looking to win our final pair of tickets this morning. James, are you in that situation? Just listen, dying to go, just don't have your hands on a ticket.
No, I don't have a ticket. I was actually going to go looking last minute for them. I really want to see David Guetta. That's kind of who I'm going for. Like.
I know.
I honestly think it'll be so sick. But also, in a way, would he just come on and press play?
No.
And then just kind of jump around?
Well, sure, we saw Calvin Harris a few years ago.
I'm that not convinced amazing. He didn't do that.
Who cares? The tunes are brilliant.
True.
Also standing by there is Katie. You're in the same boat as James then, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Who do you want to see, Katie? Do you want to see David Guetta? Do you want to see 50 Cent? Or do you want to see the Spin House Party Stage?
50 Sunday.
50 Cent.
Okay.
Yeah,
again,
definitely.
So many tunes there as well. And are your friends going?
Yeah, all my friends are going.
Okay, and what's your story? Why didn't you get your tickets?
I don't know. I just left it too last minute.
I know.
Story silly of my life. Billy, Katie. Silly Billy.
Well, listen, guys, this is how this is going to go, okay? We are playing a game of your longest chewed.
Because long it chewed.
So the person who gives us the longest chewed will win. So deep breath in on this. What you got to have to, you have to start by going long it
chewed.
Chewed. And we'll time you. All right. The person who goes on for the longest wins the tickets. James, you're up first. Big deep breath in.
Here we go, James. Okay. Longa chewed. 3, 2, 1, go.
Longa chewed.
That's some good lungs. Yeah.
We know.
All right, stop
James
it there.
James stays away from those Lost Marys.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow. Okay,
very
Casey,
good.
You have an idea of what you need to do there. He scored that in 23 seconds. That's what you got to beat. All right. Big deep breath, girl. Okay, we need longitude for longer than 23 seconds. So do your most.
Here we go, Katie. Start in 3, 2, 1, go.
Impressive stuff. We are looking at the clock, and Katie,
you had 23.119 seconds to beat, and Katie, you did it in 16.
I'm sorry, Katie. Thank you so much.
Katie, have a great day.
Talk to you later, pet. James, you're going to longitudes.
I'm delighted.
Oh, James,
man.
Congratulations, I'm buzzing for you. You get to go see David Guetta. Press play.
Yeah, no, look, I'm really looking forward to it. It's not Tomorrowland, but look, it'll do for this one.
It's not Tomorrowland, you're dead right.
And do you have any friends going?
Yeah, no, I'm going to bring two of my friends and all that, so.
Okay.
Should be good.
Brilliant. Well, look, come down to the house party stage. We'll see you over the weekend, and thanks a mil for listening.
See you then. Thanks a million.
See you, James. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
God, we're sound.
Tomorrow, myself and Dave will be live from Marley Park at the Spin House Party stage from 12 to 3. So join us if you're around.
Please.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
If you missed out on longitude tickets, if you missed out on Tomorrowland tickets, if you haven't registered to win this holiday we're about to offer you up, there's another chance to win tickets. Lewis Capaldi, 10 o'clock this morning. Michaela Hayes has tickets for that.
If we have honestly said one word enough today, it's the word win.
And tickets. Speaking of tickets.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Yeah, we want to get you on your holidays to Fuerteventura. Oh, but thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Layla's on to give this a go this morning. And come here, do you have any holidays booked yourself yet?
A little bit. I'm booked to go away on end of July now, the 20th.
Okay.
Staying for 2 weeks.
Listen, no, we actually respect that.
Yeah.
You're honest, you're going away in July, but you're also going to hear you're here to win a free holiday as well. I like it. This is
I need to book something after coming back.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You need something to look forward to, girl.
100%.
I know.
Layla, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs and artists you need to guess?
Five.
That is
five.
It. Guess the five
the
songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist is on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Layla, you just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Layla?
All good. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Where are you from, by the way?
Lucan.
Layla from Lucan. I love a bit of alliteration. How are you? Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. You got a little bit of a clue there because Emma was pretty quick off the button. 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You want to guess the colour of my underwear. You
Billie Eilish,
right? Start the clock. Yeah, that's
very good.
It.
You smashed it. Billie Eilish and guess. And you got that in just under 6 seconds. You've 19 seconds to play with.
I don't think the clue helped when you were passed off the mark.
I
don't think she heard
literally
it.
My fat finger just hit it. No,
all right, Layla, sorry. Well done. Song one in the bag, and you've basically got 20 seconds on the clock, which is the perfect average. Let's go for song two with a swap remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I know you
crazy visions of me.
Do you want to swap it, Layla?
Swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
All right, I'm a little bit surprised. I thought you might get that one. Chapel Roan, Pink Pony Club, that was your song too, but forget about it now. We're back to just shy of 20 seconds on the clock and we're about to play a brand new song too.
Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Anxiety, keep on trying me.
Dodgy Anxiety.
Perfect.
Stop the clock. Yes.
Dodgy and Anxiety only cost you a few seconds. You have 14 seconds on the clock for 3 more songs. Nice one.
Here we go, Layla. Into song 3. Unfortunately, no swap remaining, but let's see if we can get this and we'll be over halfway there. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
No other name for you. Even though they call you by another, you were always my G. And you
light up. It's hearing now.
Ever since the first day you were here, you were always my G.
What's the song called?
My G.
Yes, stop the clock. Yes.
Well done, well done. Okay, that cost you a fair bit of time, Layla. I'm sorry. We only have 2 seconds on the clock, but you know what?
Well, 2.9. We have 3 seconds.
Miracles happen.
That's 1.5 miracles. Seconds per song.
Easy.
All right, let's go for song 4 and see how you would have done. Layla plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
No.
Okay.
No idea.
That was the new one from Calvin Harris this summer. It's called Blessings. But look, not to worry. Absolutely lovely to talk to you. Thanks for giving it a lash. And you enjoy your weekend.
Yeah,
Layla.
Enjoy that weekend. Enjoy that holiday that you are definitely going on. That, but not by us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Layla.
Thanks
have a great day. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Layla's such a fab name, isn't it?
Lovely name. Lovely Big person fan. As well. And unfortunately, she did not win.
No.
We still have this. It rolls into next week.
But look, we've given away enough this morning. I actually don't think I can cope with any more, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I've been too much.
I can't
too
do another. You've just won. I can't.
I don't have the breath left.
I don't have the energy.
Fiona is back on Monday. Did you see her Instagram stories this morning? The 3 girls looking fine.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend. I wouldn't be looking at stuff like that.
No, you didn't notice the girls look great last night.
I wouldn't be noticing it.
No. Thing. Fiona back with us on Monday. She got off the hook with the Longy, didn't she?
She did. Yeah. Not off the hook. She unfortunately doesn't get to go to Longitude like us and do a show.
Yes, tomorrow we'll be coming to you live from Marley Park from 12 o'clock. In the meantime, we got to get the results of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Lovers on the Sun, David Guetta, obviously at Longitude. Ooh. Dave went for Central Cee and Dave.
Yep.
Sprinter and Fiona went for Sigrid, Don't Feel Like Crying. I can tell you with 53% of the vote,
come on.
The winner is Emma Nolan.
No!
Hey. Fiona got 0 votes, so Dave, you got 47%
not
of the vote.
Not bad.
Very close.
Enjoy seeing him at Marley Park across the weekend and have a good one.
Let's light it up, let's light it up. Up until our hearts catch fire. Spin.